Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. A big thank you to our friends over there. We have a great edition for you this June 13th. We are welcoming into the studio some of our friends from Assumption Schools. We have Matthew Zakowski with us. Matt, how you doing?
James, I'm doing well. Always great being here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's really good to see you, man. Really good to have you. You and I have been able to talk about a lot of different topics over the years.
Yes.
And you got some great stuff for us today. You want to kick off with the new president? Is that where you want to start here?
Absolutely, James. So first of all, I just would like to recognize our president now, Dan Minter. Dan has been at Assumption for 7 years, and he's moving on. He's going to continue to do great things. And I've been at Assumption in my role, James, is Director of Advancement in Alumni Relations. So I've been here at Assumption for a year and a half. So Dan was the one who hired me. And during my time, I just observed Dan as true to the Catholic faith as it comes to education. He was a champion for that. And he's very passionate about it. So we really appreciate everything he's done during his time. And when we had a farewell luncheon for Dan last week, and it's very nice. It was at El Cafe in Port Edwards.
Nice, perfect.
Great place.
Yeah.
And I asked Dan what really stood out in his mind as far as his tenure at Assumption. And it really focused back to the COVID pandemic and his leadership and really the challenges he faced and what the organization faced. And Dan led us successfully through that. So we really wish him well
in
his future endeavors.
I feel fortunate to get to meet so many of these great individuals in our community, Matt, and Dan's one of them. I really enjoyed working with him and having him on the airwaves here, as we do with all of our friends at Assumption and everything. But Dan also was really great with the microphone and talking with him. Same guy on and off the mic, and you got to always appreciate and love that.
Solid as it come.
We hate to see these people that we become close to and friends with and everything move on, but we wish them well. And with that, we bring in a new person for us to become friends with and enjoy. And we've got a new president to
absolutely mention. So I'm happy to announce that Deacon Michael Pipitone will be starting as our president beginning July 1st. Deacon Michael, most of his career with Catholic education, primarily in the Madison Diocese. And most recently, he's come from Venice, Florida. So it is great having Deacon Michael on board. We look forward to it. And in fact, James, myself and a few of the staff met him yesterday. It was a really nice visit. And we look forward to his leadership and continue the great things Dan has done.
You know, similar to when Dan came over here and everything, I will say that I feel pretty confident that he's going to want to keep things, the way things have gone, while also bringing in some stuff of his own and everything. And I think that that makes it so much more so fun for not only the students and but the staff as well when it comes to bringing in somebody. And great background. He's got a really nice background. That's
he's
fantastic.
He's well-spoken and just very impressive with his education, his life experiences.
Yeah.
He has a beautiful family. So I think it'll be just a great addition to Assumption Catholic Schools in our community.
And it looks like from your notes that you sent over, Matt, and thank you again for those.
Sure.
His first day is July 8th?
July 1st.
July 1st, okay.
Yes.
Right. Well, wishing him well and looking forward to meeting him. It'll be great to meet
Absolutely,
him.
Absolutely, James.
You know, well, you've just to touch on this, you've got some great notes here, Matt, and everything, but there's one thing I wanted to add on and just kind of just throw an audible at you real quick here, because I do want to send a shout out to the Lady Royals soccer team, who, whenever you're listening to this, they had a game yesterday, were successful, moving on to the championship. Just congratulations to them. We've been covering these games and been having a lot of fun covering not only these, but all Assumption sports that we can cover. So I just want to send a shout out to them, all the coaching staff, the players, all the parents who got these kids through practices and everything. Everybody a part of the WIAA making these games happen, the refs and everybody. We love our high school sports, and Assumption gives us a lot of good memories when it comes to those high school sports.
No question about that. James, I really appreciate you mentioning that, because when I was waiting out in the lobby, Pam mentioned that. She said, hey, the girls' team is in the sectionals in Wausau, so that it's great, great stuff. And this is a perfect segue into our next next topic with athletics.
Yeah, because you know, when it comes to we love sports. You know, as a society, we're big fans of sports, winning, losing, all the things that come with them. As the older I get, Matt, I find that I love high school sports more than anything else. I'll watch the pro games and everything, and I watch a lot of college football and stuff. But nothing gets me more engaged or more excited or enjoying the sport itself more than high school sports. And it's a nice reminder as well. Is it important for the aspects of attention and the funds and the economic impact they make? Certainly a very big part of things. But the essence of sports, and maybe it comes from being raised by an athlete, I don't know. But for my dad, winning and losing was big. He was just as crazy as any other Midwesterner when it comes to sports and everything, but it was not, it couldn't replace sportsmanship. It couldn't replace fellowship. Winning was not at all costs. The win didn't matter if you didn't get it with those other things. And I appreciate that so much when that is so much a part of the mission of Wisumption Sports. Yes, we put some competitive teams out there, and we're fortunate every once in a while to bring a gold ball here to Rapids where it belongs, by the way, and some other great events, the tennis program, so many great programs over there at Assumption. But it all comes back to that mission, that idea of being a good example, not only for kids, but kids being a good example to other kids, and so much of that. And there's been a lot of highlights along with all of that with the season for Assumption.
Indeed, really great point that all those points, James. Life lessons with athletics. Not every kid who goes through our program is in a necessarily go on and play at college or at a junior college, but it's the life lessons they learn: teamwork, perseverance, confidence. Those are things that'll serve them well in their lifetime. And I just want to, as we get into this athletics, James, just want to recognize and give a shout out to Joe Burkhauser and his father Bob. Joe's the athletic director, and Bob has been there for many years. In fact, both of them, I don't have an exact date, might well over 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just the passion, dedication, and all those things you talked about behind the scenes, getting referees, just working with the parents and the coaches, scheduling. They're about as solid as they come. We're very blessed to have Joe and Bob.
We look for. I know for me, the kickoff of the basketball season is the Cranberry Classic.
Correct.
And I'm talking like NBA, college basketball. It doesn't matter to me. That's the kickoff of the basketball season to me. As a lover of basketball, that is it for me. And two of my favorite people to talk to, by the way, as well. Bob's so much fun. I can talk to Bob for days.
Yes.
Good people. And the girls' basketball team, of course, won Division V state championship. Very noteworthy. Congratulations one more time to them. Had a lot of great work in the track and field department as well. Another one of my favorite things. I love track and field. Bella had an amazing year.
She is something. I mean, she won the state in Division III, 100 and 200 meter dash. I mean, she's won those events since she was a freshman, and next year she'll be a senior. So what a talent. Just want to give a shout out to Lucy Dolan, who took fourth in the 600 meter run and fifth in the 3,200 meter run. Her father and mother are the coaches for our cross country team, Jim and Nicole. And then we have Brooklyn Schoenick, who took ninth in the 1,600 meter run. What a season they had. I just want to circle back to the girls' basketball team, Ryan. Just Coach Ryan Klein and his staff continue the legacy. Joe, at one time, was a girls' coach. This was the sixth time that Assumption has won the state girls' title. So what a program they have built, and will continue to do well for years to come. They've done a wonderful job.
All the things we've been talking about with this, and so many things that I think that it doesn't even scratch the surface really of what athletics do for communities, and having these wonderful individuals take time out of their school can be so busy, and we forget sometimes like how little of our own time we have when we're in school, and them taking the time after school to do these things, greatly appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Got some great summer activities to look forward to, Matt.
Well, the summer activities, we once again are proud to host the quilt show, and the quilt show part of the Cranberry Blossom Fest. So they will be in our school, in our gym, from June 18th to 21st next week. There's a $5 admission for the public, for adults that they want to come in. It's free for kids. But they, I would recommend stronger for people to come out. Just the talent. We were talking about athletics. Now we're talking about some really artistic things with these people making these quilts. And
incredible.
Fascinating.
Work.
So it really is. We're happy to host some James. And so come on out, everybody. That's part of the Cranberry Blossom Fest at our high school. June 18th to the 21st.
It's going to be a great one. We always appreciate the quilt show and all the work that those people, they put into those incredible works.
Absolutely, yes.
Got ACS Day at the Raptors at Winterfield coming up.
We've been doing this for years. And again, this is an event that Bob Burkhalter has shepherded, along with Kerry Ranke. I hope I got Kerry's last name correct. But that has been more or less passed along to the advancement office, which is myself. So we're doing something a little bit different this year, James. We're having our Assumption Day with the Raptors during a day game.
Oh, okay.
So that is a Sunday afternoon at 3:05. They take on the Madison Mallards.
Nice.
So what this is, it's our faculty, our teachers are able to go to the game free, and that's made possible by the athletic department and the royal parents. And then anyone associated with Assumption, our families, can get into the game free because the Raptors are holding a free community event, family event. But so if you have kids 18 and under, you're invited. So that's Assumption Day. One of our teams will be doing the 50-50 raffle, which is a nice little fundraiser. And the Raptors are honoring our girls' basketball team and some of our athletes that made it to state and the track team. So, yeah, come on out, and it'll be a great day with Assumption and the Raptors.
Matt, we don't have to tell the audience how much they love golf. This community just loves, supports golf, golf events. It doesn't really matter. They are going to be there. And one of the bigger ones that happens every summer is the Royal Golf Scrambler Scramble that is coming up at the Ridges Friday in July.
That is a significant fundraiser for the athletic department, James. And once again, it's made possible by so many supporters. We have a lot of alumni that come out and golf and the foursome. Joe and Bob do a great job organizing that. So that is on a Friday. And then what we did last year, we used to, before I got here, they used to have the dinner back at the high school. But last year, after the scramble got done, the dinner was at the Ridges, and it worked out really well. And we'll be following that same format. So if you haven't already signed up, or if you have yourself or three other people that like to golf, come on out, support Assumption, contact Joe at the athletic department, and we'll pray for good weather, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Always. Another great night happening in town for Assumption, the ACS Family Night at Wisconsin Rapids Aquatic Center. That'll be in August.
This will be our second year that we've done this, made possible by some generous donors, James. Again, this isn't free. This is something that, you know, it's part of my job to make sure that we're able to do these activities that support our families. It's really a great way, even though it's not near the end of the summer, but we start school in late August, our grades level, so a great way for our families to celebrate the summer and look forward to the school year. So that is Sunday, I believe it's August 10th. I have 11th on here, so it's August 10th.
Okay.
From 6 to 8 at the Aqua Park. For those of Assumption families that are interested in doing this, it's free, but they have to register through the advancement office, and that begins July 1st.
Yeah, and we'll remind the audience about that in our morning shows and stuff, and of these great things that you guys got going on throughout the summer, we'll be reminding everybody about to and encouraging people to attend them when they can. Just a glance at the kind of fall schedule, get people being able to mark stuff on their calendar or anything like that. I think it'd be great to have you guys back in right before school year kicks off, too, to remind everybody about some of these things. But school year will begin in August.
School year is beginning in August. And one thing we're excited about, James, as far as all our schools, but particularly with Our Lady Queen of Heaven School, that's our grade K through second, and we have a 4K program there as well. We are putting in a new playground made possible by a beautiful donor. So we're working on that right now. They got the old equipment out. So we're hoping that the goal is to get the new playground in before the parish picnic on August 24th. Right, right. But you never know with the weather, right?
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully.
But we have a great group that is putting this in, and again, made possible by one of the Friends of Assumption. So the dedication, because of the uncertainty with the timeline, sometime in August.
Yeah.
Simple dedication for that.
When we get, again, closer to the date, we'll make sure to let you guys know that exact date and time and everything, because that's exciting for the kids. That's fun. That's
for the parish families,
yes,
too.
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be, and boy, that's going to get some good use. That's going to be
will.
Fun.
The old playground was beautiful. It provided many years of enjoyment, but out with the old and with the new. So we look forward to the new playground.
And I do think it'd be great if we can work it out schedule-wise, Matt. I know that we'll make the time, and hopefully if you guys, I know how busy you guys are, but if you're able to join us, I think it'd be great sometime in the beginning of August or something, bring it back and talk about some of the August fall schedule and some of the things coming up there.
Yes.
For right now, yes. Just touching on just a little bit of it, preview, if you will, the school year will kick off. I'm so much in a sports mode, the season. The school year will kick off for seniors August 25th. 4th through 11th, August 27th, just to keep that in mind, all parents and people out there.
Yes.
And did want to mention that coming up next year, of course, got the 21st annual Run the Rapids 5K Run Walk happening in April. Another big one that you and I get together with and talk about. I'm already looking forward to this year. I know it's in April, but I'm looking forward to that.
Well, that's, James, thanks for mentioning that. That is, this will be our 21st year. This is an event that is organized and coordinated by Assumption Catholic Schools, but the proceeds go towards Wood County Human Services and all the work they do with kids and families that desperately need it, that are affected by child abuse. So, and WFHR has been so supportive of that event. So we are just extremely thankful and blessed with that, James. And we look forward to that Saturday, April 25th, 2026, 21st year.
You got plenty of time to train and get ready for that, or just come on by and have fun with the event. It's one of our favorite events in this community. We do every year, and we're looking forward to that one coming up in April. And we'll be talking again in between then a bunch of times, Matt, I'm sure. If people have follow-up questions, if they'd like to know more, can they reach out to you, or should we send them to a website or something?
Well, they can go to our website. I don't have the address, but engine will take you there.
Yeah.
And they can always contact me too, James, through my email or my direct line, 715-422-0914. I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, reach out, gang, and Matt's right. You just throw into your search bar Assumption Catholic Schools. It pops right up. I know it did for me. So you'll be able to get to the website and certainly their social media. Follow their webpage or their Facebook pages, and you can reach out to them that way as well. Matt, thanks again for the time.
James, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you out there for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic.